7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket.
The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Gooch Committee. Yep, it's time for the Committee. Dubious Goals Committee time. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And am I feeling dubious? Yeah, something just happened. Just like 3 minutes ago, I had to sit down, and I was sort of sitting down at an angle, and now I have this muscle that's being weird, and I was scared there for a second because I'm not supposed to have bad muscle problems on this side of my body anymore ever since that surgery and blah blah blah, and now I'm kind of going, yeah. So yeah, I'm starting off the day very, yeah. It's a very, yeah day. It's so, yeah, that I think we're going to have to pour some tea. I got the tea over here. Here we go. Yeah. And what am I drinking? I'm drinking the Jianhong Golden Buds. Oh yeah, it's all about the buds. Oh my god, it's so good. Okay. So I'm not sure what's going on. It's warm again today. Not really warm enough to go outside. Well, kind of, but it's warm enough that it's melting all the snow. It's making everything wet. And so I slept very good. I slept so good. And, which was unusual because the cat woke me up in the middle of the night. And then the cat was doing other weird stuff. And the cat was up this morning. And now I don't know where the cat is. Well, technically I do. She's upstairs on Mr. Martin's sweater. Yeah, that kind of takes some explaining. Back when I was a kid, we had this neighbor next door, lived in the blue house, and these were seniors, a senior couple, Mr. and Mrs. Martin. And me and my brother used to mow his lawn and do stuff, you know, shovel the walk and do that kind of stuff. And somehow, I'm not sure how this happened, but somehow later in life, I acquired one of his cardigan sweaters. I don't know how this happened. I'm sure he gave it to my parents at some point in time. And somehow I got it much later in life, like 20 years later. I still have this sweater, even though I've like never worn it. I don't wear cardigans for obvious reasons. And if you're unfamiliar with that obvious reason, Lord Cardigan was a fool. Lord Cardigan is not the war hero and the historical figure that everybody thinks he should be. Lord Cardigan made a very, very massive mistake. Got thousands of his own men killed for no reason. And, then we covered it up and we said, oh, that was not a mistake. That wasn't him being an idiot. That was an act of bravery. Yeah, no, that's not bravery. That's stupidity. But it was thanks to Lord Cardigan that the old system went out the window. Just because you're rich doesn't mean you're a military genius. So, what was I talking about? Oh yeah, the cardigan. I don't wear cardigans. but my cat likes to sleep on it. Somehow, when I moved into this house, shortly after I moved into this house, a small pile of clothes was set down on a landing. You know, upstairs. You go up the stairs, and there's a small pile of clothes. I got some pairs of jeans. I don't wear jeans. The cardigan, a couple of shirts. And at some point in time, the cat discovered this and decided that this would be a good place to sleep. So, I think the cat's up there sleeping on the cardigan. Mr. Martin's sweater. And I'm kind of surprised that she hasn't come down here. She's probably thinking, what? Dubious goals committee. I'm skipping that today. I kind of want to go outside, but everywhere I want to go is going to be super wet, and it's still going to be very snowy. So maybe I'll go to this grocery store later. Maybe that'll be the big outing for today. Because now that I think about it, did I even leave the house yesterday? Not sure if I did. I didn't need to leave the house because I was having fun playing with all my toys. I was making art. I made some more stickers, some hand-printed stickers. I made another sheet of them, which is 4 stickers. They turned out really well. And, yeah. When I was digging through some other crap, I found some other old stickers. I found 3. Technically, I found 4. One of them was finished. The other ones were sort of blanks that I needed to dress up. So I worked on a couple of those. Those are looking pretty good. Don't know what I'm going to do with these, but again, looking really good. And, I started cutting up those blue ribbon of excellence seals. Those labels, those stickers. They're on a big roll, so I basically cut about 2 dozen off of the roll. And then I flattened them. And actually, they're still being flattened. Because they're on a roll, they develop a curl. And when they're all curled up, they're sort of hard to print on, so I've been flattening them out. Set that up last night, and I should go check that out, see how flat they are. Oh, and what else did I do last night? I'm sure I did some really super exciting other fun things that I'm forgetting to tell you about. But I don't know, I'm not quite awake yet. And, I don't know. I just don't know.
Beef Stroganoff.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I remember. You might remember I was mentioning I was thinking about doing something about this. But yeah, no, guess what I did last night and yesterday. This was something that I spent quite a bit of time. I probably spent a grand total of 2.5 hours. Maybe a little bit more, but we're just going to call it 2.5 hours. What was I doing? I was trying to clean up my kitchen counters. Now, the funny thing is, if you were to walk into my kitchen right now and take a look at the counters, you would say, hey, Tobe, you need to clean up your kitchen counters. Why don't you do something about these kitchen counters that are so cluttered and messy and you got all this crap all over your kitchen counters? And I would say, no, I just did 2.5 hours of work on that. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I spent all that time doing all this work. And if you were to look at it, it doesn't look like anything's been done. But I have managed to pull a hell of a lot of crap off of the various kitchen counters and throw it away. Getting down, the funny thing is, on that one counter, on the very busy counter, the non-food counter, I've started getting down towards the bottom layer and I'm finding, all kinds of sticker making stuff from the last time 15 or 12 years ago that I was doing this, getting down to the bottom, and I'm finding masks and I'm finding things that I've been printing on. It was crazy. So yeah, I did all that work for nothing, because now it's all still just completely messed up. And there's basically all that time was spent looking for things that could either be thrown away or to be put back to in some spot where they normally belong. Like small tools that need to go downstairs with the rest of the tools. Or, there was like four little containers of LEDs on the counter. So, okay, take those downstairs and put them with the rest of the LEDs. And then there was some crap that had to go back upstairs to the soft crafts room. And then there was some stuff that I could put here, put there, and okay, put it with the other stuff, okay. And yeah, so it looks like nothing happened. And then I started finding all the little electronic bits and pieces, and I started thinking, oh yeah, I should make these work, and but I don't know, but then I don't have the batteries. But wait, I saved some batteries. They're down here under this pile somewhere. Yeah, dig, dig, dig. I find the little disc batteries, the tiny little button cell batteries that I've had for 15 years that I've been saving in case I ever needed them, and now I need them, and I can actually use them, and I take the brand new 15-year-old batteries out of the package, and they're no good. Because they're so old. Yeah, okay. So, you know, I don't want to say I was losing, but sometimes I wait too long. That's my big problem. I'll get some, like, very fancy candy. For example, somebody will bring me back some very fancy candy from some country that they just recently visited, and they said, hey, we know you like very fancy candy. Here's some very fancy candy for you. And I will say, oh, yummy, delicious. Thank you for the very fancy candy. And then I will slowly eat that very fancy candy until I'm down to one or two pieces. And then I'll think, oh, I better save these last two pieces because this is very fancy candy from another country, and I will never be able to get this very fancy candy again. So I better save these two pieces for some time in the future when I'm really going to want them and really appreciate them. So I will put aside these two very fancy pieces of candy, saving them for the future. And yeah, as you can imagine, what happens is, then every once in a while I see those pieces of candy and say, hey, I better save those. Look at those delicious candy. I remember how good those were. I'm going to keep saving these two pieces of candy. Yeah, and this goes on for 10 years. This goes on for 15 years. This goes on for 20 years or more. Then I find these pieces of candy that are no longer edible. To say the least. This is the story of my life. And it's not just candy. And I'm not just saying it's other foods, too. It's just all kinds of this kind of stuff. I will find something rare. And I'm not the instant gratification guy that a lot of people think I am. Sometimes I will play that role, of course, but no. I'm the kind of guy who looks at something and says, oh yeah, I can see where I might need this in the future. Or this is very rare. I'm going to put off the satisfaction of dealing with this, whatever it is, so I can enjoy it later. And I'm so well disciplined that later becomes, you know, months. And then it becomes years. And then it becomes decades. And that, my friends, is what we call discipline.
the swimming pool. Summer blinds, revealing tan lines. I'll make more moves than
I
wanna be a lifeguard.
Get a big man now.
I wanna guard your life. I wanna be a
lifeguard.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand.
I got you, that's all I want. I won't forget, that's a whole lot. I don't go out, not now that you're in. But that's no problem. Show me.
Cool. So we had to have some split ends there, apparently. I got you. Boy, I haven't heard that in a yonks age. That's been a while. And before that, we had some other music. Jeez, now I don't remember. Lost my train of thought because I'm watching football. What would we hear? I don't know. It was probably some famous song that you know the name of and who played it already. So anyway, I'm sitting here watching the last of this football game. And I'm waiting for a race to start. But I'm not really all that interested in the race. I just kind of have to have it on while it's happening. And while that's happening, I will probably, I don't know, make some art or something. Okay, so we got some substitutions happening here. So we got some fresh legs coming out onto the field. Oh, I need to see the table. There's been a weird shakeup. This last couple of weeks in football have been a little bit insane. But you don't care, do you? No. If you cared about football, you wouldn't be listening to this show right now.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
Right, Deko Boko Kaiketsu. Sensation. I get the feeling that we're arriving at a conclusion. And that conclusion is this. I remembered what else I was going to tell you. This has been going on for the last couple nights. But last night it got a little bit heavier. All right, a little backstory first. As you know, my dear committee, I'm a big fan of Q sports. I like to play snooker. I like to play billiards. I'm a fan of three cushion billiards, but you know, I'm terrible at it, but I love watching it being played. I'm also really, really bad at snooker, but I do enjoy watching that being played. I can kind of play nine balls, but anyway, yeah, Q sports. Q sports are a thing, and I like to watch them. You know, late at night, nothing else is going on. I'm getting ready to go to bed. What am I going to watch? I think I'll watch Ronnie O'Sullivan, you know, do a 147 break in 5 minutes. Ronnie O'Sullivan, love that guy. Anyway. So I watch a lot of Q sports, and the algorithm knows it. So, good tea. Every once in a while, the algorithm throws me a curveball. You know, the algorithm says, "Hey, you want to watch Efren Reyes? Of course, I want to watch Efren Reyes. You want to watch Earl Strickland? Of course, I want to watch Earl Strickland. You want to watch Pan Xiaoting? Yeah, of course, I want to watch Pan Xiaoting. You want to watch Ronnie Sullivan? Yeah, of course. Hey, you want to watch this weird thing you've never seen before? What? What is it?" So, this happened sometime last year. I started seeing videos of a game being played that I did not know what it was. But basically, it looked like four-corner eight ball, except there was no balls. All right, imagine a small pool table. And when I say small, I mean the size of your dinner table. Yeah, a little over, about a meter wide, maybe a meter and a half long. Not a big table, a standard dinner table. And it has holes in the corners, but not on the sides. There's just four holes, and they're like quarter circle holes just in the corner of this table. This is just a flat wooden table. There's no felt like a pool table. And instead of balls, they're knocking little discs around. There's red and blue discs that are numbered, and there is a larger disc that is essentially the cue ball, the cue disc. And of course, you use cue sticks then to hit the cue disc that then runs into other discs, knock them into the holes, you're good. It's basically eight ball. And where was this game being played? I'm not sure, but listening to the language, looking at the people playing, and this is somewhere tropical because there's no roofs or walls, and the people are dressed like it's always summer. And it looks like this is happening in Malaysia or Indonesia. It sounds, I can't recognize the language, but it's got that vibe, and the people are wearing clothes that sort of fit that vibe, and the sounds, the music that's in the background when they play. Anyway, I've watched a bunch of this and I thought, oh, that's great, that's really neat, I really enjoy seeing this, this is cool. But that's not what I'm here to tell you about, because I discovered a new game. Or I shouldn't say I discovered it, I found a new game that tons of other people play that I've never seen before and I've never heard of. It's called Novus, and it's essentially this same game. It's like pool, but it's with discs, and it's more like caroms. It's more like, if you're familiar with caroms or caroms played in, you know, like India, Bangladesh, in the subcontinental area, you take that game that's a square board that's a meter by a meter, and it has complete holes in each corner, and they're big. And there's discs, and you have your own, there isn't a single cue ball or cue disc. Each player has their own. They take it off the table every time it's the other person's turn, kind of like the game caroms, but you're playing with a stick, and it's not like pool. You can't walk around the table. You have to shoot from your balk line like caroms. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I should build one of these tables. It's relatively easy. And I could play, but no, I don't have anybody to play with, and the cat would just jump up and wreck things and make all the pucks go flying, and then there would be little stories that you'd have to hear on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and now I gotta find some lunch.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.